Phone Boy Speaks, episode 472, The Must Carry Loophole. A couple of TV stations that between them serve maybe 10,000 viewers are actually going to get millions of viewers very soon using a little-known trick that was written into the law many years ago. And it has to do with VHF stations in the U.S. And it's in they'd written into a law, and they'd actually attached it to some unrelated bill, which is the way a lot of this stuff works. And the idea was to convince companies to move their stations to places where there wasn't they didn't have a local station because they were served by larger markets next door. So in the states in the East Coast that had this issue were the were actually New Jersey and Delaware, and they have they didn't have VHF stations. This was back in the early 80s, and so they'd basically made it possible for stations to just decide to move to these areas. And so why would you do that? Well, that's again, it's better to move into an area, since then cable TV is something that's become more common, and there's these laws called must carry, and certain kinds of stations can essentially demand from the local cable systems that they carry these stations without payment, right? I mean, so if they want payment, then all bets are off. But the must carry law says, hey, if I'm a local station and I ask you to carry me, and I don't demand payment, then you have to do it. And so that's, since a lot of people watch television with cable, that's kind of important. And so, again, the other thing that they've done is they've been able to exploit a loophole in the law that basically allows these stations to just move, right? And, for a while there was stations in these markets, but with the move to HDTV and everything, there was suddenly an opening in these two markets again with no VHF stations. And so these smaller stations in Nevada and Wyoming got bought up by some mysterious group. And that's basically what they've done is they've one of them's already moved. The other one's about to move. And they're using the must carry rules and invoking that on the station or on the surrounding cable companies. And they're essentially opened themselves up to the New York market, which has, a lot of viewers, and they can, they can charge all kinds of, ad rates and stuff. And it's funny because the stations themselves are very, very, they have very, very low power transmitters. I mean, we're talking 100 and something watts, which is, in terms of a television station, that's nothing. But, And as a result of that, they're taking advantage of rules in the law that allow them to basically get free ride on the New York cable systems and some other area systems. And yes, they're able to make a lot of money. And even though they're not doing much, it's just a money play, of course. But I think the whole must carry rules are kind of I think they're. They're important in a sense because they, as people move to cable television, the people that have paid for the rights to use the state to use the airwaves to broadcast, would get shut out if they weren't on the cable systems. And so that's anyway. But of course, what's also happened with these must carry rules is that the stations are starting to demand payments from the cable companies to carry their stations, and of course, then you get the situations like where the local CBS affiliate gets blocked from the cable system because they're in a retransmission thing. I mean, this happened with this happened with a number of stations. I think it's even happened in Seattle at some point where one of the local stations wanted more from the cable companies. This is why your cable bill goes up every year, folks, because everybody wants more money. It does cost the cable company more because they have to pay more for these fees. And quite honestly, I mean, my opinion is that Now, these station operators have a license to operate, and it's a public resource, and they should be, they shouldn't be if they don't want to operate on over the air, that's fine, right? Then they can do whatever they want with the cable companies. But if they're basically paying to broadcast, then the cable system should take it. And by the way, the cable system shouldn't pay for it either, because what's the difference of me watching it over the cable system versus watching it over the air? I mean, it's the same program. If I'm in the broadcast area, I might get a better signal or whatever. But although with digital, you either get the signal or you don't. There really isn't like signal fade like there used to be. So we have crazy broadcast and television and telecom laws, and this is just one example of it. I'll put a link in the show notes to this article on Stop the Cap, which explains it far better than I did. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.